1. Unity does not mean uniformity. The question is raised about whether unity means uniformity and the need to make allowances for diversity. The response acknowledges the existence of diversity and asserts that unity in Christ allows for different understandings and practices. 2. Unity in diversity. The idea that there can be unity in diversity is emphasized. The diverse gifts, experiences, and viewpoints among God's children are recognized, and unity is described as a testimony that God sent His Son to save sinners. 3. Importance of growing in faith and knowledge. Ignorance is identified as a potential source of distortion and division. The solution is presented as growing in grace and knowledge to prevent being carried away by error and to promote maturity and unity. 4. The role of Christian mind renewal. Christian mind renewal is portrayed as a challenging but essential part of worship and service to God. The process involves working through catechisms or theological books to transform minds into Christian ways of thinking. Christian unity. 1. The quest for Christian unity. The pursuit of Christian unity is described as challenging but essential. Achieving unity may involve dying to self, humility, and patience. Unity is compared to the harmony in the diverse parts of the human body, where each part functions in complete unity. 2. The importance of seeking God's unity. Seeking God's unity is presented as a necessary refining process for the church. God's blessing is seen as conditional on unity, and disunity is considered a red flag that may hinder God's presence. 3. Delay and God's work. The delay in achieving God's work is acknowledged using the example of the Israelites' delayed entry into the Promised Land. The church is described as experiencing wilderness blessings rather than the fullness of God's promises. 4. Current state of the church. The present state of the church is questioned, suggesting that it may be experiencing more wilderness blessings than the Promised Land blessings. The need to seek God's will, make a difference for others, and become a united and otherworldly entity is emphasized. 5. Importance of Christian unity. Christian unity is presented as a fundamental pillar of a healthy church. The pursuit of unity is not just a human effort, but requires a single-minded purpose to know and do God's will, submission to rightful authority, and a desire to be in harmony with others. In summary, the teachings emphasize the importance of unity among believers, the character of the scriptural call to unity, the role of doctrinal unity, the need for mind renewal, and the challenges and refining process in achieving Christian unity. The recognition of diversity within unity and the significance of seeking God's unity for His blessing are key themes.